Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Tuesday, April 16th. On today's show, a deep learning model is able to determine breast tumor staging, while a new AI method captures uncertainty in medical images. Plus, researchers at UC Berkeley introduced JoeEx, a runtime for LLMs with intuitive undo and damage confinement abstractions, enabling safer deployment of LLM agents in practice. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. A new study published in Informatics in Medicine Unlocked has found that a deep learning model based on mammographic images can determine tumor staging and sentinel lymph node metastasis in breast cancer patients with high accuracy. The convolutional neural network, or CNN model, was developed by a team led by Elahe Tereti Sereshke from the Iran University of Medical Science in Tehran. For more on this promising new AI technology, we're joined now by our Simply AI correspondent. So tell us, how does this CNN model work, and what makes it unique compared to other diagnostic methods?
The CNN model developed by the researchers extracts thousands of features from mammogram images and selects the most relevant ones for determining tumor size and lymph node metastasis. What's notable is that CNNs require much less pre-processing of the image data compared to other algorithms. The model was trained on a dataset of nearly 400 breast cancer patients. It looks at pathological variables like the patient's age, tumor location and staging, receptor status, and more. Contrast enhancement techniques were also applied to the images. Ultimately, the CNN achieved very high accuracy, around 80%, in the training and validation groups. This suggests it could be a powerful non-invasive tool to assess breast cancer staging and avoid unnecessary surgeries, all using routine mammography that is already widely available and affordable.
That does sound like an impressive diagnostic capability. How does this CNN's performance compare to current methods used to determine tumor staging and lymph node involvement before surgery?
Currently, staging and checking for metastasis often requires invasive procedures like sentinel lymph node biopsies. Imaging like ultrasound or MRI can help, but may not always be definitive. So having a highly accurate way to assess these factors non-invasively would be a major advance. The researchers emphasize there is still room for improvement in this technology. But the high AUC, that's area under the receiver operating curve they achieved, over 0.9 in the training group, suggests this CNN could become a very reliable diagnostic aid. Of course, it will need further validation, but the fact it can get so much information from standard mammograms that most breast cancer patients undergo anyway is quite promising.
What are some of the potential benefits of having an AI model that can accurately determine cancer staging and lymph node metastasis early on, without requiring additional invasive tests?
Well, as the study authors point out, appropriate treatment planning based on early and accurate diagnosis can reduce healthcare costs and improve patient survival in breast cancer. If this CNN can definitively rule out metastasis in many cases based just on the mammogram, that could spare those patients from needing sentinel node biopsy surgery. And if it can reliably detect metastasis that is present, it allows the care team to move forward quickly with the right treatment approach for that more advanced stage of disease. The goal is to get the patient the most effective therapy as early as possible while avoiding any unnecessary procedures. So an AI model like this that makes optimal use of that first-line mammogram image could really help streamline the diagnostic process.
Thanks for the insights on how AI could enhance breast cancer diagnosis and treatment planning. It's clear that as these algorithms become more sophisticated, they have the potential to be an important tool for doctors. And speaking of AI in medical imaging, a new tool called Tyche, named after the Greek divinity of chance, is helping to capture uncertainty in medical image analysis. The system provides multiple plausible segmentations of a medical image, each highlighting slightly different areas. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent, Michael. Can you explain what exactly image segmentation is in the medical context and why capturing uncertainty is important?
Absolutely, David. In biomedicine, image segmentation involves annotating pixels from an important structure in a medical image, like an organ or cell. AI models can assist clinicians by highlighting pixels that may show signs of disease or anomalies. However, medical images are often ambiguous. Five expert annotators might provide five different segmentations, perhaps disagreeing on the borders of a nodule in a lung CT scan. Capturing this uncertainty is crucial, as even just seeing that ambiguity exists can influence clinical decision-making. That's where Tyke comes in.
So how does Tyke work to address this ambiguity problem in a novel way compared to existing AI segmentation tools?
What sets Tyke apart is its ability to provide multiple plausible segmentations for a single medical image. The user can specify how many options they want Tyke to output and then select the most appropriate one for their purpose. Importantly, Tyke can handle new segmentation tasks without needing to be retrained, which is typically a data-intensive process requiring extensive machine learning expertise. This makes Tyke more accessible for clinicians and biomedical researchers to use out of the box for various applications, from identifying lung lesions to pinpointing brain anomalies in an MRI.
It sounds like not needing retraining for new tasks is a key advantage. What are some of the potential impacts of a system like Tyke for medical diagnosis and research?
Tyke could ultimately improve diagnoses or aid in biomedical research by calling attention to potentially crucial information that other AI tools might miss. As one of the senior authors, Adrian Dalka from Harvard Medical School and MGH, points out, ambiguity has been understudied. If a model completely misses a nodule that some experts say is there while others disagree, that's probably something worth paying attention to. By making uncertainty more visible, Tyke gives medical professionals an additional perspective to inform their judgments and investigations.
Finally, can you share a bit more about how the researchers went about developing Tyke to address the limitations of existing medical image segmentation AI?
Through discussions with collaborators at the Broad Institute and MGH who use these systems, the MIT researchers realized that the inability to capture uncertainty and the need for retraining even for slightly different segmentation tasks were two major issues limiting the effectiveness of current AI models. Some methods try to overcome one pitfall, but tackling both with a single solution has proven especially tricky. The goal with Tyke was to make an easy-to-use tool with a relatively small model size so it can make predictions quickly while still accounting for ambiguity. It's a delicate balance, but one that could have a meaningful impact in medicine.
Thanks for that enlightening report, Michael. It will be exciting to see how tools like Tyke might help clinicians and researchers navigate the complexities of medical images moving forward. Speaking of AI advancements, let's shift gears and discuss how large language models, or LLMs, are expanding beyond their traditional role in dialogue systems to perform tasks actively in real-world applications. It's no longer science fiction to imagine that many interactions on the internet will be between LLM-powered systems. Here to discuss the challenges and opportunities of ubiquitous LLM deployments is our Simply AI correspondent. So tell us, what are some of the key issues that need to be addressed as LLMs become more integrated into various software systems?
Well, David, there are several critical challenges that researchers have identified. One is the issue of delayed feedback. Since LLM actions may not have immediate observable outcomes, it can hinder rapid iteration and error identification. This necessitates new asynchronous feedback mechanisms. Another challenge is that as LLMs get deployed more widely, aggregate outcomes across many instances become the critical signal to evaluate, rather than individual outputs. This disrupts a lot of traditional testing methodologies.
I see. So it sounds like LLMs really complicate software engineering practices. The article also mentions some risks around LLMs potentially accessing sensitive data or causing unintended consequences. How are researchers proposing to mitigate those issues?
Right. So a key proposal is this idea of post-facto LLM validation as opposed to pre-facto. The concept is that rather than always trying to validate the LLM outputs before they get used, we can allow the actions to occur but have humans arbitrate the final outcomes after the fact. To make this safer, they introduce notions of undo to allow LLMs to retract unintended actions and damage confinement to quantify the risk tolerance. researchers at UC Berkeley actually developed a runtime called GoX that provides these capabilities to support this post-facto validation approach.
That's really fascinating. So instead of trying to always control the LLM behavior up front, we build in safety nets to limit the blast radius if something goes wrong. Are there any other key contributions from this research you want to highlight?
The researchers are really advocating for a future where we integrate LLMs deeply into software systems and allow them to be autonomous decision makers rather than just data sources. GoX is a cool example of the type of runtime environment we'll need to facilitate that while still prioritizing safety. The paper also lays out a vision of LLMs eventually being able to interact independently with minimal human verification. So we're really seeing the early steps toward ubiquitous LLM-powered services and autonomous LLM-to-LLM interactions.
Thanks for sharing those insights on the future potential and challenges of AI. Speaking of AI, Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform, is not sitting idly by as it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. The startup just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is Figma doing with AI in FigJam?
Figma sees a big opportunity to reimagine collaboration and visual communication in FigJam by leveraging AI in creative ways. FigJam has become popular for all sorts of meetings and brainstorming, not just among designers, but also product managers, engineers, marketers, and more. In fact, Figma says 2/3 of FigJam's weekly users are not designers.
Interesting. So how will these new AI capabilities make FigJam easier to use for that broad audience?
The first feature helps users get started on a new FigJam board, which can be intimidating when faced with a blank canvas. Users can simply describe what they want, like a calendar and project timeline, and the AI will generate a template to kick things off. The second feature uses AI to automatically group the sticky notes that get added to a board into logical themes, making growing boards easier to organize and navigate.
Those sound helpful for keeping FigJam sessions productive. What's the third AI addition?
Once a FigJam board gets filled up with ideas on sticky notes, Figma is using AI to automatically generate a summary of the key points. This will save users a lot of time synthesizing takeaways from a big brainstorm with dozens or hundreds of notes. Figma is leveraging OpenAI's language model under the hood, which they've customized to understand FigJam concepts.
It's great to see Figma using AI to improve digital collaboration, especially with so many employees struggling in that area. The new AI features in FigJam launching today in open beta are definitely something to keep an eye on. Well, that wraps up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.